So, Fred and Katya were talking about your dance school. Can you talk a little bit about your dance background? How did you learn how to dance?
Well, for myself, I can say that being Canadian, it's not in my blood or anything to know
Right.
how to
The
dance.
Canadian
The
salsa.
Canadian salsa, right? If such a thing would exist, that'd be great. But in fact, yeah, for me, it was quite a challenge because I didn't know so much about salsa when I first started dancing when I was maybe 14 years old, where I got interested. And so I started to take some lessons in Canada, and then I started dancing a bit. And then I decided to do an exchange program in Spain for 2 years, where, of course, in a Latin country, people dance more, those kind of dances. So I could take some lessons from a professional Argentinian tango teacher, which taught me a lot about listening to the music, the rhythm, and everything like that. So I really got into it. So since then, since I'm 14 years old, so it's been close to 8, 9 years now that I've been dancing South American dances.
Yes,
Oh,
and
that's a pretty good background.
it's very good. And you can tell right away, you put the music, the Latin music on, and there goes Fred dancing.
I just can't stop myself. I really enjoy it. It's fun.
The pride of Canada. And Katya, how about yourself?
Okay, my background, I'm half Mexican, half Russian, so I do have the Latin blood and the European or Russian blood. And I started dancing when I was very young. My mother was a ballet teacher,
Oh.
and so that's where I took it from.
So you started out in the ballet.
Yes, classical ballet. Classical ballet, that was my first type of dance. And after that, of course, I mostly grew up in Mexico, so there was a lot of salsa and merengue always around. So I grew up with both classical ballet and Latin dance. And then, of course, I started learning a little bit more about different dances, like belly dance and also ballroom dance or sports dance, which includes cha-cha and waltz and foxtrot, a little bit of tango, which I wasn't a very successful,
Well,
unfortunately, or at least yet.
you can't be successful at everything,
Why
so.
not? No, but then after I've been teaching for many years since I was 17 years old. I was teaching in Mexico, then moved to the United States. I was also teaching there, classical ballet, and now here. I also held few dancing jobs. I worked in a circus as a dancing.
Get out of here. You worked on a circus.
I worked in a circus, and I also worked in Las Vegas with as a in the back of the stage. There's an impersonator. For example, Janet Jackson or Michael Jackson or Elvis Presley. And I was one of the back dancers.
And you guys are the
So
perfect team.
I think we're the perfect team.
Yeah, I think we're a pretty good match, but I really do think that Kata's a great teacher as well as being a good dancer.
But I do believe that many of our female dancers, when they come to salsa, they see Fred and they really feel motivated to see somebody that is not Latin and being able to dance how he does. So I think Fred inspires a lot of people.
So for anybody out there, if they're interested, this school's in Beppu, which is in Kyushu, Japan, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you
Thank
very
you.
much.